Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. When Jesse D was growing up in Arlington in the 1980s, he wasn't listening to contemporary pop. His ears were glued to local R&B and doo-wop oldies stations that introduced him to artists like Sam Cooke and Otis Redding.
D was 18 when he first picked up a guitar. Consequently, soul was what he played. And soon his talent landed him the chance to play with some of the same legends he was once hearing on the radio, including Etta James and Al Green. Jesse D is here with us now, live in the studio. You can hear him playing his guitar. Here he is with the title track off his new album, On My Mind, In My Heart.
I'm on the road, you're still at home, doing your day-to-day. I'm on my own, you're all alone, too many miles away. Well, through rivers and roads, cities and towns, countries and continents. But despite what it seems, the space in between us is insignificant. Oh, just like our feet where they touch on the ground, just like gravity. We lift them up and then they come back down. We'll be together wherever we may be, 'cause it makes no difference where we are. We'll never be far apart. You can take my word, you can rest assured, you'll be on my mind and in my heart. On my mind, I keep you in my heart. The days in a week and the weeks in a month and the months that turn into years. Well, they all fly by in a blink of an eye, but they never really disappear. Oh, but we're not defined by the passing of time and all of its urgency. But we're bound by our love, our bones and our blood, our minds and our memory. Oh, just like the stars up in the sky, like the fish in the sea. Just as the moon is to the tide, I am to you, so are you to me. 'Cause it makes no difference where we are. We'll never be far apart. You can take my word, you can rest assured, you'll be on my mind and in my heart. On my mind, I keep you in my heart. In the sky, like the fish in the sea. Just as the moon is to the tide, I am to you, so are you to me. 'Cause it makes no difference where we are. We'll never be far apart. You can take my word, you can rest assured, you'll be on my mind and in my heart. It makes no difference where we are. We'll never be far apart. You can take my word, yeah. You can rest assured. You'll be on my mind and in my heart. On my mind, I keep you in my heart. On my mind, I got you in my heart. On my mind and in my heart. On my mind and in my heart. On my mind and in my heart, I got you on my mind and in my heart.
Terrific. That's Jesse D playing live in our studios, On My Mind, In My Heart, the title track off his new album. Jesse D, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let me ask you, I have fond memories of 80s pop, personally. But what was it about your life that led you to really listen so passionately to soul music and the oldies rather than pop?
I mean, I got into the oldies station. I think my parents, growing up in a religious household, they kind of steered me away from the secular radio at that time. And so that's what had me listening to the oldie station, and that certainly planted a seed for my musical taste, I think, as I grew older.
And so when you were young, when you were in your early teens or tweens, and you were hearing it, did you feel sort of the soul in the music?
Yeah, music is a powerful thing, and I think it has the ability to touch people of all ages, whether you're young or old. And I've worked on that passion and that love for it ever since, and kind of dug deeper into it, and I still like it after all these years.
Well, so what is it about soul music now, for example, that really attracts you as a musician?
As a musician, I mean, all my favorite music has to do with emotions and feelings, and I think that comes first for me before, say, proficiency or the amount of notes that someone is able to play. And I think soul music just conveys feeling in a way that not all music does, you know, and it's something that speaks right to your heart, and that's, I gravitate towards that, yeah. And I think lots of people do, too.
Well, we can hear your love for it so clearly.
Well, thank you.
I'm wondering, though, in the introduction to you here, we mentioned that it wasn't long after you sort of started playing professionally and seriously that you were actually playing alongside or opening for acts, I mean, legendary American musicians like Etta James and Al Green. How did that happen?
Oh, I don't know. I think I got a little bit lucky, actually, or more than a little bit lucky, but I think it's still a little bit weird to even talk about that with someone such as yourself.
Weird? Why?
Well, because I, you know, someone like Etta James, I hold on such a pedestal that, you know, it's hard to imagine sometimes that, yeah, I got to play with her one time.
Well, so tell me what it was like.
It was a strange thing and an amazing thing all at once, and I think the best thing that you can walk away with in a situation like that is really the acceptance and enjoyment that I and my band received from the audience and from the crowd. And after that, you get the best seat in the house to watch.
Did you learn anything by sharing or standing on stage right before, I mean, amazing people like Etta James? Did you learn anything from watching her so close?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned. For someone like me, who is a student of music and a student of performing music, I'm paying attention to the details, like how someone does something or how they don't do something, you know, pauses, the way things are conveyed to the audience, and you know, watching how people interact with their band on stage and really how they're interpreting emotions from the song.
All right. Like, well, that. Let's hear a little bit more about how those experiences have really infused and flow through your music now. You're going to play us another song, I Won't Forget About You?
This is called I Won't Forget About You. It goes like this.
You're not the words I had been thinking that I wanted to say. And not that childhood memory that's slowly slipped away. You're not my username, sure not my password to one of those websites. And not that crazy scene in the crazy dream I think that I had last night. Well, that ain't you, babe. That's not what you are. You're not the big old pile of bills that I haven't paid. Not that telephone call I said I'd make that I guess I never made. Not the super simple set of directions I thought I knew by my heart. And not the parking spot out there in a parking lot where I think I parked my car. That ain't you, babe. Not what you are. Listen, it don't matter what you say, no matter what I do, honey, come with me. but don't you worry, no, I won't forget about you. I won't forget about you. I couldn't do it if I tried. You're not the proper pronunciation that always comes out wrong. And not the... Well, you're not the words to this song, no. Not the conversation I can't remember that I think I thought that I could. And not the fact that we all cry and complain. But I think most of us people, we got it pretty good. Yes, we do, babe. It don't matter what you say, yeah. No matter what I do, honey, come with me, yeah. But don't you worry, no, no, I won't forget about you. Ooh, 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 ooh. I won't forget about you. I can't do it if I try. No, no, no. I won't forget about you.
Terrific. That's Jesse D performing I Won't Forget About You off his new album, On My Mind, In My Heart. Jesse, in that song, I heard references to some really modern stuff, you know, the web and things like that. Not your typical fare for a classic soul tune. So I'm just wondering, how do you bring those two together, and why do you choose to sing about things that are so much more modern?
I think the term soul, or I should say the genre of soul, gets very much associated with the time of its origin. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the greatest soul music was made in the 50s and more so 60s, and that's certainly when some of my favorite music was made. But soul music didn't stop then, and it's kind of kept going ever since, and it's still happening now. And I think that this new record that we've released is modern music. It's music that's happening in 2013. And in that regard, it's very important for the music to be relevant. Yeah. It might incorporate elements of styles that people associate with 50 years ago, perhaps. So, yeah, I'm talking about modern technology in there, it's got to be relevant for me.
And that makes a lot of sense. I mean, because the soul music that you were listening to when you were growing up really spoke to the experience of a generation, but your generation is different now. It's 2013, so why can't the music still speak to that new generation?
Yeah,
right.
And I think ultimately the best music, soul music included, connects with people.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got just enough time for you to play us out on something else. Do you want to play us out on one last song?
Sure. This song is called The Only Remedy.
Right. Jesse D, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. I should mention that we're having a record release this Saturday at the Brighton Music Hall right here in Boston, or in Brighton, so to speak.
Exactly. So. And in fact, there's more information on that, your Saturday event, at our website, radioboston.org.
That's right. Thanks.
I haven't always been so lucky. There was a time when I had nothing. I used to be lost and lonely, with only an empty, aching heart.
That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you can always send us a comment on what you think about the show at radioboston.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
But that was then, and this is now. I haven't always been so happy. I never knew love, just how good it could be. I was sinking in all my sorrow, constantly drowning in all of my despair. was a fool with no chance in a bad circumstance. Stuck on a plane, spiraling down. But that was then, and this is now. Now I have more than any man could be. I've got a real life reason to believe, and I feel brand new since I found a love so true. The day that I found you. So I guess now I can say I've learned my lesson. I never really knew just what I was missing. I used to think that life wasn't even worth living. I kept on giving up all the time. Until the day you came along, you proved me wrong. You turned my backward world around. I wish I knew then what I know now.